You know that Bikini Bottom has 538 residents? But on this day, SpongeBob ran away from home because he was disliked by everyone. He was so sad that he came to live in a new city. Early that morning, SpongeBob wanted to give Snail a loving hug, but he tried too hard and broke the snail shell. He was so angry that he kicked SpongeBob out of the house. He ran into Patrick on his way out. He messed up the birthday cake he was going to give to his mom. Patrick was so angry that he scolded him for being a silly boy. SpongeBob thought Squidward must like him very much, so he knocked on his door. When Squidward was woken up, he was very angry. He cursed at SpongeBob. In order to seek comfort, he went to Sandy's house. He wanted to surprise her, but she accidentally spilled water on Sandy's newest robot. It short-circuited and exploded. Sandy kicked him out and called him an idiot. His friend's dislike didn't discourage SpongeBob, because he knew the Krusty Krab would need him. But as soon as he got to the back of the house, he fell to the ground. He stepped in water while making a Krabby Patty, and he screamed. And Mr. Krabs, who was counting his money, came to check on him, but the little sponge slipped and fell into the frying pan and turned into a deep-fried crab. To make matters worse, his money was also blown to smithereens. SpongeBob was hated by everyone. No one needed him anymore. Maybe Bikini Bottom wasn't for him anymore. Back home, SpongeBob started packing. He thought Snail would leave with him, but then he turned around and realized he was still angry. SpongeBob was devastated. He gave Snail a year's supply of dog food. Then he packed his bags and said goodbye to his pineapple house. As if the heavens wanted to drive him away, a gust of wind carried him away. He flew past his former best friend. With the sound of goodbyes, the little sponge arrived at the border of Bikini Bottom. He erased the number of 538 residents down by one, and so began a new journey. And late into the night, little sponge had found no shelter. The darkness of the neighborhood and the monsters that appeared at any moment made him afraid to move. Sponge fell down the cliff and hit his head hard on the ground. When he got up, a big bag grew on his head. Then he was knocked unconscious by falling luggage. 3 days later, Patrick came to the pineapple house and knocked on the door. But after 3 hours, there was no answer. Sandy realized something was wrong, so she used her brute strength to smash her way in. She hadn't gone more than a few steps. She realized the nest had become huge. He ate a year's worth of dog food in one sitting. At the bottom, there was a note from SpongeBob. At that moment, SpongeBob finally woke up from his coma. Two hobos were eyeing his pants, but SpongeBob forgot what happened. His brain completely lost its memory due to the stimulus. He didn't even know his name. He only found a bottle of bubble water in his pants. Just took it out. The two hobos were so scared that they ran away.